We're holding just a couple of days away from Shavuos. One of the names of Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We're all aware that it's a mitzvah and a Torah of Limud HaTorah. However, before learning, we make a Birchas HaTorah. These are a few brachas and Birchas HaTorah. These two brachas that we say every morning, the bracha of Aharivna, and as well as the bracha of Ashabachar Banu. And then there's also other brachas we say every morning before Kriya Shema, Havas Olam, Hava Rava, and as well by night also. That's also a kind of Birchas HaTorah. And we also have a Birchas HaTorah when somebody's Ola to the Torah. The bracha before, the bracha afterwards. We're going to discuss today if the Birchas HaTorah, is it a mitzvah, a chiyuv midereisa, or only midrabanan? Is it only midrabanan that you have to make a bracha? Most brachas that we make, almost all brachas, are only midrabanan. Or is it actually a mitzvah midereisa? Like we all know, these one bracha midereisa believe without a machloikis, and that's Birchas Hamazon. The Torah says very clearly, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. So that's for sure. These are mitzvah min haTorah to bench, Birchas Hamazon. What is by Birchas HaTorah? Is it midrabanan or midereisa? And even if it's midereisa, is it a mitzvah midereisa? If you take a look in Sefer HaMitzvahs to the Rambam, when he lists out all the Taryag Mitzvahs, the Rambam does not list the bracha, the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam doesn't make a mention of Birchas HaTorah, which one would assume that he holds that it's Hakanata Eraisa. It's only the Rabbanon. Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabbanon. The Ramban, when on the Nishkaches on the Rambam, the Ramban on Sefer HaMitzvahs goes through the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs, and he has a list of what the Rambam left out. Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Sloy Saseh. Mitzvah Tesvav, the Ramban says, you left out the mitzvah midereisa of Birchas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, just like there's a mitzvah to learn, there's a mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. And the Ramban says, I have a mefurish Gemara, that it's deraisa, and I have a mefurish Yerushalmi. The Gemara says in Brachas, Minayin leBirchas HaTorah min HaTorah. How do you know Birchas HaTorah is midereisa min HaTorah? Shenemar, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydil Elekeinu. The Gemara says from the Pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra that Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah midereisa. So how could the Rambam leave out a mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah? It's midereisa. He also brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi discusses. What did you say? Yes, so you're asking that L'chaira, it's only Medivrei Kabbalah. One second, we'll get to Asmachta. The second Shaila is the Yerushalmi. It's an Azin, Nazino. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. And Va'oid, Dr. Yerushalmi, Dr. Ramban, the Yerushalmi says Mefurish, that he handles, just like benching is a bracha afterwards, so the Yerushalmi handles that maybe Birchas HaTorah also you should make a bracha afterwards. The Kal V'chaymer, a discussion in the Yerushalmi, says, has Pirchas on the Kal V'chaymer. But you see, Dr. Ramban from the Yerushalmi also, the Birchas HaTorah is a bracha midereisa, just like the bracha of, it's midereisa, just like Birchas HaMazon. And Dr. Ramban, don't come and tell me that just like you find that maybe sometimes you see these one big mitzvah, and in the big mitzvah is nichlal a lot of mitzvahs. In other words, these are mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and included in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is other mitzvahs. So he says, you see by Bikurim, which is also one of the Shavuos, Bikurim, these two mitzvahs, one mitzvah is to bring Bikurim, and one mitzvah is Mikra Bikurim. Another Rai brings us these one mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, and one mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach. And just like over there, it's two separate mitzvahs, so likewise over here also, it should also be two separate mitzvahs. It should be a mitzvah of a mitzvah midereisa, Birchas HaTorah. That's what the Ramban asks on the Rambam. In Megillas Esther, which is the Pirush on the Ramban that asks on the Rambam. So the Megillas Esther explains what the Ramban, he goes into be Masver. So the Megillas Esther says, I don't understand. You might want to tell me, like Rabbi Yehuda said very good, that it's a smachta. What's such a shverakai? It's taka a pasig in the Torah, a pasig in Azinu. But lamaisa, it's a smachta. It's not midiraisa. So he says, all of lahavi raya. The Rambam has to bring a raya to say. The Gemara says, minayim in a Torah, and he brings a pasig. Mecha taste it to come and say that it's only a smachta, it's only midirabanan. So far, we have a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, if Birchas HaTorah is the Rais or Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbanon. The Aruch HaShulchan brings Lahalacha that it's the Raisa. We'll get to a little later, Nafkaminis, if it's the Raisa, the Rabbanon. It brings that most of the Poiskim say that it's the Raisa. Even in the Rambam, it's the Raisa. Aye, the Rambam is not moinit for one of the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So how could it be that it's the Raisa? So he brings the Kiryat Sefer. The Kiryat Sefer is Miyashev, and he says these are klal in the Rambam, which the Ramban himself already kind of brings up, but these are klal in the Rambam. The Rambam in many mitzvahs counts a few mitzvahs like one mitzvah. He goes through a list of many mitzvahs, but in one mitzvah, when the Torah says one mitzvah, included in that is a few mitzvahs. So it's not counted separately. It's all one mitzvah. And therefore, over here, when the Torah says the mitzvah of Libur HaTorah, included in the mitzvah is also Birchas HaTorah. So even the Rambam will agree that Birchas HaTorah is Deraisa. The Rambam, the Ramban, everybody holds that it's Deraisa. It's only a question, is it a separate mitzvah, or is it all included in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is also Birchas HaTorah? But side the Rambam and side the Ramban all agree that Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah mideraisa. The Shaila is, it's a bracha mideraisa. Why do we make two brachas? And also, are both brachas mideraisa? By Birchas HaMazon, we know the first three are deraisa, and the last bracha is the Rabbanon that the Rabbanon added. What is by Birchas HaTorah? What's the hesber that we make two brachas? And why is it that, why do we make two brachas? And which of the two brachas is deraisa? The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas speaks and makes three categories of brachas that we make. There's one bracha that's Birchas HaNehanin. All brachas that we make before we eat, that's Birchas HaNehanin. Then there's another bracha of Birchas HaShvach. Birchas HaNehanin is food, yeah, enjoy. Birchas HaShvach would be an example, benching, a Haidah, a Shvach, such type of brachas. And then these Birchas HaMitzvahs. Birchas HaMitzvahs is any bracha you make, sign a bracha deraisa, sign a bracha derabanan. All bracha, all birchas, all mitzvahs that you make a bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Birchas HaMitzvahs is a bracha midrabanan. In other words, midiraisa, you put on tefillin. You don't have to make a bracha before. The Torah says put on tefillin. The Torah says sit in the sukkah. You don't have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. The Rabbanan said and come, make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So let's see over here, which is the bracha, these two brachas over here. Let's see what are the two brachas, and let's see which is the raisa, which is the Rabbanan. So now, obviously, there's going to be a mitzvah, a bracha midirabanan, to make a bracha of Birchas HaMitzvahs. So that's technically the first bracha. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu lasik b'divrei seira. So the first bracha would come out is the Birchas HaMitzvahs, which is a bracha derabanan. To bring a raya and a smach to this, that the first bracha, the Asher kedishanu, is the derabanan, and the second one we'll see is the deraisa. The tour, the Lashon HaTur, he brings the first bracha in Sim Mem Zayin in the Tfilas HaShachar and Birchas HaTorah. The tour says, "Va'oid yesh bracha acheres al haTorah, Baruch atah Hashem asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim." And zok the tour, "V'yichavim b'berchasay al maimin har Sinai." When you make the second bracha, you should have in mind the maimin har Sinai. "Eich bachar banu mikol umos v'kervanu l'fnei har Sinai." What's the arichas in the Torah to explain the second bracha? And va'oid, the Bach asks, what's the Torah saying, va'oid bracha acheres? These two brachas, there's one bracha and then there's another bracha. What's the Torah saying, Bracha Acheres? So the Bach explains that the Torah is coming to answer why we say two brachas on Berachas HaTorah. Why is one bracha not enough? Any other mitzvah you do, you make one bracha. Why do you have to make two brachas? So the Bach explains the first bracha that we make is a Berachas HaMitzvahs, like any other mitzvahs. Asher Kedishan of Mitzvahs of Lasik for Divrei Torah, it's a Berachas HaMitzvahs. Then there's a second bracha. That bracha is a different type of bracha. Bracha Acheres, which means, like we said before in the Rambam, these three types of brachas. These are Berachas HaMitzvahs, the Berachas HaShvach, and then these are Berachas HaNehenen. Zok the Tur, this second bracha that we're making, it's not like the first bracha that it's a Berachas HaMitzvahs. Berachas HaMitzvahs, one bracha would be enough. This bracha, the second bracha, is a Bracha Acheres, and which is a Berachas HaShvach, Haidah. Like the Torah says, V'chavim b'vrachasai al-maimed har-sinai eich bachar banu mikol ha-umais v'karvein al-fnei har-sinai, which means we're giving a shvach that the Eibishah chose us to give us the Torah. So far we have very clearly that these two brachas, one bracha of Berachas HaTorah is a Berachas HaMitzvahs, and the second bracha is a Berachas HaShvach. Now, which one is the one that's deraisa? Is maybe the first one's deraisa. We said already that Berachas HaMitzvahs in general is the Rabbanu u'machayev. But which one is the bracha deraisa? So if you take a look in the Ramban, when the Ramban says, and he argues on the Rambam, and he says it's Midiraisa, the Ramban speaks out clearly that the deraisa is how we have to give a shvach. The Gemara says Kishem Hashem Ekra, the drasha from the Torah, and also when the Ramban speaks about it, he says how you have to give a shvach, a shevach vaydah to the Eibusha, which means it's a berachas hashevach. That's the deraisa. So if I ask you which of the two brachas is deraisa, the first bracha of berachas haTorah or the second bracha, so it's the second bracha because the first one is berachas hamitzvah, the second one is berachas hashvach, and the berachas hashvach is the one that's deraisa. Just to bring out the idea that the bracha of Berachas HaTorah midiraisa is the Berachas HaShvach, which is the second bracha. The Tosfos Yom Tov in Perek Zayin in Brachas says there's a big chiluk between the two brachas that we make in the Torah's machayev to make, the Berachas HaMazon and the Berachas HaTorah. And he says the chiluk is the following. Before we make Berachas HaMazon, if you have a zimun, you say Nevarach Leilekeinu. Masha'en kein, by Berachas HaTorah, you get an aliyah, soon the Oil HaTorah, Shchaydish, you get an aliyah, over there it's Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyrach. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, why by Berachas HaMazon do we say Nevarach Leilekeinu, which Leilekeinu is Midas HaDin, and by aliyah we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyrach, which is a Midas HaRachvim. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, that it's very chalak the haidah, the Berachas HaShvach that we're saying by Berachas HaMazon to the Berachas HaShvach that we're giving by Berachas HaTorah. By Berachas HaMazon, it's true that we give a shevach to Hashem and thank Him for all the food. But he says it's really kind of the shuras adin. You have the Eibush that created a world, so it makes sense. He created a world, he has to take care of the people that he created to make sure that they have food to exist, to live. So good, we understand why Hashem gives us food. It's true, we're taki giving a haidah, but it's more midin, that it's midas adin. Of course, if the Eibishter created a world, he has to give zonim afarnas to all the people, to all the animals. That's the creation that he made. However, Berachas HaTorah, that's something that it's already midas harachm. That means that we're even more thankful to Hashem that Hashem gave us a Torah, because technically he didn't have to give us a Torah. You see that most of the world didn't get the Torah, so mamela, that's the idea of the Berachas HaShvach of Berachas HaTorah. But to get it very clear, we're holding now that Berachas HaTorah is midiraisa. Almost the kula alma, even in the Rambam, everybody holds Berachas HaTorah as a bracha midiraisa. Bein la Rambam, Ramban, everyone holds this deraisa. Which bracha is the deraisa? The second bracha, the Berachas HaShvach. And just to show this idea that even if it's not a separate mitzvah, it could still be deraisa, the chinuch and sefer mitzvahs, which most of the times goes with the Shita Rambam, the chinuch is moina only the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. He's not minded the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. And still, in the Chinuch is Mefurish, that Birchas HaTorah is Deraisa. So you see, Birchas HaTorah, even though it's not a separate mitzvah, it's still Deraisa. So you see, Klor Birchas HaTorah is Deraisa. And as we explained, the second brach is the one that's Deraisa. He says Mefurish in a different place. The Chinuch says Klor that Birchas HaTorah is Deraisa. He's not moined for a separate mitzvah, but he reads it's Mefurish. I'll show you. He says Klor that it's Deraisa. So you see, even though he doesn't bring it for a mitzvah, he still holds that it's Deraisa.
Maybe it's a mitzvah, but it's included in the Limud HaTorah, like this.
Absolutely, exactly like you said. You're 100% right, because he's taka when the Chinuch is moine minyan mitzvahs, he's not moine anywhere the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. So obviously, if he holds that it's deraisa, it's a mitzvah mideraisa, and he doesn't count it, so the teretz is it's all included in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. It's a mitzvah, but it's included in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. That's shown in the Rambam also. The Rambam in Tariq Mitzvahs doesn't bring the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah because it's included in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Just if we're speaking about the chiluk and types of brachas, just to bring out a halacha, a difference between other brachas, Birchas HaShvach, I'm sorry, Birchas HaNehenin, and to us, Birchas HaShvach, Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaShvach, which means we're praising Hashem, as opposed to any mitzvah, any Birchas HaNehenin, you eat something, you give, you make a bracha. The halacha is that if somebody doesn't make a bracha, you're not allowed to eat without making a bracha. And if somebody doesn't know what the bracha is, so misafik, you have to either eat two things. You cannot eat without making a bracha. You can't eat without making a bracha. The same din is by Birchas, without making a Birchas HaTorah. You're not allowed to learn without making Birchas HaTorah. At kedei kach, that the Gemara says, Ashalei Baruchu b'Torah Tchila, it's very chomer. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorach Lizar b'Mo'id, you have to make a Birchas HaTorah before. You have to make Birchas HaTorah before learning the Torah. However, says Reb Chaim, Chadushei Agrach HaLashas, and Reb Shloime Zalman brings that also, Mincha Shloime, the same halacha, that if for some reason a person can't make a Birchas HaTorah, whatever the example would be, let's say he's Mesupik Shavuos morning, whatever the case would be, if somebody's Mesupik, if he can make Birchas HaTorah or not, he could go ahead and he could learn without Birchas HaTorah. By Birchas HaNehenin, you have to make a bracha before you eat it. Mashaka by Limud HaTorah, it's not like you're getting rishus. You have to, there's a din, by learning the Torah, you also have to say a Birchas HaShvach. You have to say a Birchas HaShvach. Let's say for some reason you can't make the Birchas HaShvach. If you can't make the Birchas HaShvach, it says Reb Chaim, Shlomo Zalman, and Mincha Shlomo, you could go ahead and you could learn without Birchas HaTorah. You may ask me, that if you say that Birchas, we're going to get to that very good review, that if it's the Raisa Masafik, you should do it, we're going to get to that, Be'ez Hashem. You may ask me that if how we're saying now, the first bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and the second bracha is a Birchas HaShvach, which is the Raisa. Why do we make the first bracha, which is the Rabbana, why do we make that first? L'chayra, you should make the bracha that's the Raisa first. I want to share with the Olam a Lavush. The Lavush in Simim Mem Zayin says, why do we make two brachas? We spoke about it just right before. Why do you make two brachas? One is a Berchas HaShvach, one is Berchas HaMitzvahs. The Lavush says, you know why you make two brachas in Berchas HaTorah? One bracha is like every bracha that you make, there's a bracha lefaneah, and there's a bracha lachreah. We said the Yerushalmi says, why midiraisi you don't have to make a bracha lachreel, you can't make a kal v'chomer, midiraisi you don't have to. But midirabanon, just like you make a mezoinis al hamichya, a shahakal bar nafashis, where's the bracha shalachreel by Birchas HaTorah? Where's the bracha shalachreel of Birchas HaTorah? Says the Levush, that when would you make the bracha shalachreel Birchas HaTorah? When you finished learning. But what does it mean we're never finished? Technically, you finished at the end of the day. Technically, you finished, and you start again the next day. Why you're not finished? Because there's a chiv, even when you're going to sleep, to think and learning while you're going to sleep. You're supposed to fall asleep while you're thinking and learning. So when exactly are you supposed to make the bracha? Says the Levush, you make the bracha in the morning. The first bracha is the bracha shalachre of yesterday's learning. Last night you couldn't make the bracha. So therefore you make the bracha in the morning. So the first bracha is the bracha of last night, the end of last night's learning, and that's the bracha, the Rabbanon, and that's what we say the first bracha, Asher Kedishon, on last night's learning. He just asks that Lochaira, the bracha would seem that you're davening Asher Kedishon Ulasaik, which means you're davening on today's learning, right? So why are we saying the bracha of Lasaik on yesterday's learning? So for that he answers, he says two things. First of all, every time you oilul a Torah, you say Ashabachar Banu on the before you read in the Torah. So therefore, we want to make the bracha of Ashabachar Mani every single morning. We want to make that on the learning of today, which means before the learning. So therefore, the Asher Kedishanu Lasaik is the bracha on last night's learning. Again, why is the first bracha Lasaik on last night's learning? I would think Lasaik is really Mashma Lahaba on today's learning. So he says, no, that since Ashabachar Banu is on Ashabachar Banu is a bracha by every Oilul HaTorah on before the learning, so therefore every morning when we make Ashabachar Banu, that should rather be the bracha on before the learning. He says also a little bit more that Asher Kedishanu Lasaik Vaharavna. So he says Vaharavna is a tefillah on the learning of yesterday, what we learned, that learning that we learned should stay by us, areva, sweet. That's the bracha of Aharavna. Also, when you learn new Torah, it shouldn't be the new Torah, the learning shouldn't be doicha, the old Torah, but the Aharavna itself is actually a bracha, tefillah, on yesterday's learning. So, Meila, we have klar, berchas HaTorah is Midiraisa. The second bracha is the one that's Midiraisa. The first bracha is Midirabanan, a berchas HaMitzvahs. We see even a chiddush from the Levush that it's actually going on the bracha of yesterday. And that's who we're holding in Berchas HaTorah. What happens, like Rabbi Yehuda mentioned before, what happens if somebody's misupik if he made Berchas HaTorah? We came out, Berchas HaTorah is deraisa, safik deraisa l'chumra. You should have to say over Berchas HaTorah. The same is by, that's the halacha by benching. If somebody forgot if he benched, he forgot if he said ritzei, which means he forgot if he benched, the halacha is he has to bench over. So that lachara should come out by Berchas HaTorah as well. If somebody forgot, if somebody's not sure if he said Berchas HaTorah or not, the halacha would be is that he has to say Berchas HaTorah over. What part of Berchas HaTorah does he have to say over? Does he say both brachas? Or does he say only the bracha, the second bracha, which is the Eraisa? What would the Olam say?
The second.
L'chayra, very right what you're saying. Is the Rabbanon. Safak the Rabbanon l'kula. You shouldn't say it. The second bracha, Safak the Eraisa l'chumri, you should say it.
Both.
So, you're also right in idea, v'horai by Birchas HaMazon. If somebody is mesupak, if he benched or not, the halach is you bench over, and you bench over the whole entire benching. Not only the first three brachas, which is the Raisa, the fourth bracha, which is was mesukin keneged haruge beitar, which is the Rabbanon, you say that over also. So technically, that should be the halach also. By Birchas HaTorah, you should say over both. The halacha is you only say over the bracha that's the Eraisa, only the second bracha, and the Prichadosh asks the question. Yitaka, right, you only say over the bracha that's the Eraisa, and the shaila is, why do you only say over the bracha that's the Eraisa? Just like Birchas HaMazon, once you say over, it's a package deal, you say everything. The same should be by Birchas HaTorah also, you should say over both brachas, package both.
It's two different types of brachas,
though. Gevaldik, moiridik, that's what we want to bring out. Excellent, very good. It's two types of brachas. By Birchas HaMazon, it's all four of them, all four brachas, the Derais and the Rabbanon, is all a Birchas HaShvach, a Birchas HaYidah. It's all one type of bracha. So once the Rabbanon said to say it, once you mechuyev al tzafik Derais al-Chumra, you have to say over all four brachas. Mashenkim by Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is a bracha. One is, the first one is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The second one is a Birchas HaShvach. So just because you're saying over the Birchas HaShvach doesn't mean you should say over the Birchas HaMitzvah. Therefore, you only say over the Birchas HaShvach, which is the second bracha, not the first bracha. However, there's still a chiluk between the two types of suffix.
What was that? Why? Why did you just say the second one?
You only say the second one. We brought out very clearly that which bracha of the two brachas is the deraisa?
Right,
the second bracha, which is the Birchas HaShvach. Like we said, the Ramban says mefurish, that the Gemara says minayin, that it's minat Torah, kishem Hashem ekra, to give shvach. That's the deraisa. The first bracha, what type of bracha is the first bracha? It's a Birchas HaMitzvah, like any other bracha you find in any mitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah is always midrabanan. And as well as Birchas HaTorah, we make two brachas. One bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvah because we're doing the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. That bracha is a bracha drabanan. We're also making a bracha that the Torah wants, that we should make a Birchas HaShvach. So if you mesupik, if you made the Birchas HaTorah, which bracha should you say over? The one that's the Raisa, which is the Birchas HaShvach, which is Ashabach Arbanu. So you only say over Ashabach Arbanu, you don't say over the first bracha.
Why is it different than Birchas HaMazon?
Because Birchas HaMazon, the first three brachas that are the Raisa is the Birchas HaShvach. Then the fourth bracha, which is the Rabbanon, Haruge Beitar, is also giving a Shvach that they came L'Kvura. So it's all four Birchas HaShvach. So once we're saying it over, we include already the bracha the Rabbanon as well, because it's one big bracha. When the Chachamim were masakin it, it's one big Matbeya HaBracha, it's one big bracha. Mashing by Birchas HaTorah, it's two separate brachas. One bracha is a bracha, is a Birchas HaShvach, and one is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. You're 100% right, but at least when they were masakin, the add-on wasn't just that they said, let's go and make another bracha. They added on to the big Birchas HaShvach Deraisa, they included another piece to it, another part of Shvach, which is on a Ruge Beta. It's true, it's a Birchas HaShvach on something else, but they included it onto the Shvach of the Bracha of Shvach. Just to conclude with one more idea in this, what we're speaking about in Safik Birchas HaTorah, Safik Deraisa, you have to say it over. There's a very big difference between if you mesupik, if you said Birchas HaTorah, or if you mesupik, if you mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah. I'll explain. If somebody came here to the Kol Boiker and he started learning, and then he said, hey, did I make Birchas HaTorah or did I not make Birchas HaTorah? The halacha is, safek deraisa l'chumra, you have to go ahead and you have to make a Birchas HaTorah. If we go to a place where, let's say, you mesupik, if you mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah, what would be an example of Casey Masupik Mechuyev Birchas HaTorah? Coming now, next week, Wednesday morning. You're up the whole entire night. And there's a Safik if you Mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah. What's the Safik? The Safik is the Chiyev Birchas HaTorah because of sleeping, so you didn't sleep. There's no half sick. Or is the Chiyev Birchas HaTorah every morning a new bracha? That's the Safik. The halacha is Misafik, you do not make Birchas HaTorah. So I ask you, why misafik do you not make Birchas HaTorah? Safik deraisas l'chumra. You should make Birchas HaTorah just like you make Birchas HaTorah on if you misafik, if you made Birchas HaTorah. So why don't you make Birchas HaTorah over there? The answer is, if you're for sure mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah, it's a question if you said Birchas HaTorah, which means it took you out of the chiva Birchas HaTorah. Safik deraisa l'chumra, you have to make over Birchas HaTorah. So in the morning, if you're not sure if you made Birchas HaTorah, safik deraisa l'chumra, you have to say over Birchas HaTorah. Masha ein kein, if you became mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah, shvuas morning, we're not sure if you bechlal mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah, there, the suffix deraisa is not mechayev to say Birchas HaTorah. To bring out the idea, you see the exact same thing by benching also. By benching, if somebody's mesupik, if he benched, for whatever reason, if he's mesupik, if he benched, suffix deraisa is mechayev, that one has to bench again. Mashenkit, if somebody's mechuyev, if he was bali dechi of benching, let's say he's not sure if he ate enough. Or let's say he's not sure if what he ate was something that's mechayev Birchas HaMazon. Over there, safek deraisa will not be mechayev Birchas HaMazon. So just to sum up, Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, kamat like everybody. The second bracha is deraisa. And the first bracha is a derabbanan, which is a berachas hamitzvahs, and the second bracha is a berachas hashvach. A good chodesh and a good Shabbos.